And now we get into the kind of the bedrock. How do you understand the Bible? Proper biblical interpretation, we need to understand that context is vital. The first canon, or the law of textual interpretation, is what did God mean when he spoke the original to the original recipients of that portion of Scripture? That's the primary interpretation. Thus, the historical framework, the geographical, the grammatical is vital to proper biblical hermeneutics. In other words, hermeneutics is the theological term, or you might have heard the term interpretation, how to interpret the Bible. Now, look up from your slides for a second. Understand this. There's only one interpretation of any passage of Scripture. That's what God meant to whoever he originally addressed that passage of Scripture to. One, look at this, one interpretation, but endless applications. See, once you know the interpretation, what God was saying to whoever the original recipients were, then you can apply that directly into your life, which is how we grow in wisdom. So the one interpretation is the book of Proverbs, much of it was Solomon writing to his son. That's who got this. His name was Rehoboam. By the way, I don't want to give you a spoiler, but you know what the end of the story is? Solomon didn't follow the wisdom that God used him to communicate. He communicated it, he just didn't live it. And guess what? His son Rehoboam absolutely abandoned any semblance of following that wisdom. But there are many applications, endless in my life, in your life. Okay, now back to the slides, because if proper interpretation has to do with the history and the geography, look where Solomon was when he wrote this. See Solomon's kingdom? This is the Mediterranean. This is modern-day Cyprus here. This is modern-day Egypt here. I mean, this is Iraq, and over here is Iran. So look where Solomon was, and Saudi Arabia is down here. Now, sacred geography is everything happens somewhere. The book of Proverbs was written by the king that was in this area geographically. Okay? Secondly, the next slide, sacred history. Here's the book of Proverbs right here. Here's the book of Proverbs in a timeline. King Saul, King David, Solomon, then Solomon's son, Rehoboam, and Jeroboam split the kingdom into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. Remember Rehoboam, who didn't follow the bad example of his father. So Proverbs was written right here in Solomon's time. And look what it's parallel to. It's during the time of the book of 1 Kings and the prophets Isaiah, Micah, Nahum, right in here. This is the time period. So sacred history is everything happens sometime. Sacred geography is everything happens somewhere. Sacred history, everything happened sometime. So that's just a quick thumbnail of sacred history.